And then one time we even had a couple of guinea chickens just for the pets, you know. I think they were, I don't remember, I think they were females, maybe. But that was, chickens were the main things we raised, and turkeys. I used to raise Class C turkeys.
What about, you mentioned pigs. What's the male of the male pig or hog? What would that be called?
A male pig? Well, it's a boar, I think is the expression that I've ever heard of. A boar. I don't know if there's any other name for them or not.
Now you
That is a
mentioned
male
that.
pig that breeds, of course, you know, that hasn't been castrated.
Now a female, you mentioned a male horse. A female horse is a.
A mare.
Okay. Now what's a bronco?
Well, that's one that they're just breaking to ride or something, you know, just as none broke when they're breaking a bronco. That's what they are, that hasn't been thoroughly broke or trained, you know.
Okay, there's another type of draft animal, the great big.
Well, that is a big horses that they use to, well, for heavy work or to pull things. Look at the big percher. What is these big horses that they use? They're famous for the beer. What are those kind?
Oh,
they have them over Cody 4th of July. They would be what you call a draft animal, the huge, the big, bigger, larger horses.
Now, would you ever use a cross between a horse and any other animal for that?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Those animals
it seems,
are supposed to
isn't
be
there
stubborn.
Something that's possible? A mule and a, what is a mule? Is a mule a cross, the beginning of a horse and something, or what are they?
A cross between a horse and something.
I've heard, but I can't tell you exactly.
Okay. What are those animals?
And then the little burros there, but.
Okay. Now, what about you mentioned a burro? Is that the same as a donkey or a jackass?
Yeah, a burro. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the same as a.
And a jackass. Now I think a jack. They call a jack. I've heard of them. They're a male. Would that be a mule? The male, you know, like the father of the like the bull, the type that breeds. I think that's what they call. But it seems like there is something that's across there.
I think
of those
is.
Different, but I can't think what they are.
No,
we never had them, and I can't think.
A female ass would be a, there was there a name for that? A male
well,
would be a jack.
That would be like a jackass would be the male, and well, I think it would be a mule.
Okay.
I think that would belong to what you call a mule.
Have you ever used the term she ass?
What?
A she ass, would they ever use that term? Not.
Well, I don't know whether if they did, it would mean a female.
Okay, now, a donkey, is that the same as a burro?
Well, I believe they are.
Okay, so.
I think maybe they would be the same.
Would you ever use that term?
As far as, well, we never had any. I've seen them, and you know, when you hear the term used, but as far as us having them, we never had anything like that.
So you never had a?
We never had a mule or a donkey or an ass of any kind, you know. I think an ass would be a mule or a donkey or something. It didn't belong in that category somewhere. I'm not exactly sure myself.
Okay. What would they call a string of horses that you would take along to ride?
Oh, let's see. They used to have a. Oh, what would they call a string of horses? It seemed like there's something they used to call. I believe it was a remuda. Is that the word?
That was one they used.
I think that was a string of horses.
Have you ever heard of the word cavy?
Yeah, that's another thing. I think that was maybe the something. A group that they had, or maybe that they'd take. I believe it may mean the same thing. I'm not sure.
Did I pronounce that right?
Well, I've heard of a cavy.
Okay. All right.
Maybe that's the same thing.
Did they have terms for poor cattle or poor sheep? What would they call poor cattle or poor sheep?